Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we've been talking about what it means to be born again. In Romans chapter 5, we find these words, "For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone might dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." This scripture tells us that in human terms, it's almost unthinkable that even for a good man, somebody might give up his own life. And yet Christ Jesus gave up his life for sinners. Back in 1962, a dramatic advertisement appeared in the San Francisco Examiner newspaper. The ad read, "I don't want my husband to die in the gas chamber for a crime he did not commit. I will therefore offer my services for 10 years as a cook, a maid, or a housekeeper to any leading attorney who will defend him and bring about his vindication." One of San Francisco's best-known criminal attorneys heard about the ad and contacted the woman who had placed it. Her husband was about to be tried for the slaying of an elderly antiques dealer. The man's fingerprints had been found on a blood-stained, ornate sword in the victim's antique shop. During the trial, the attorney proved that the antiques dealer had not been killed by the sword and that the man's fingerprints and blood stain on the sword got there because he had once toyed with it while playfully dueling with a friend when they were both out shopping and had stopped by that antique store. The jury, after 11 hours, found the man to be not guilty, and the attorney refused the wife's offer of 10 years of servitude. That interesting story gives us a picture of someone whose love was willing to sacrifice her own life, 10 years of her own life, so that her husband, who was innocent, might go free from the death penalty. And yet, the comparison with what Jesus Christ did on the cross for sinners is compelling. Here, Jesus died willingly, gave up his entire life so that the guilty might go free from the death penalty. This amazing gift of salvation, so great a salvation, the scripture calls it, is one that we must take to heart. Salvation is a free gift that's been offered to man by God. And this word salvation used in the New Testament comes from a Greek word that means to save, to rescue, to deliver, to restore soundness and health. It is a multifaceted gift. In it, you will find healing for your spirit, for your soul, your emotions, your mind, and for your body. Also, you find forgiveness of sins and freedom, deliverance from things that have bound you. And with it, you receive that gift of eternal life. So many Christians today do not recognize how great a salvation was won for them on the cross, and they do not realize the fullness of what they have as a born-again Christian. Likewise, unbelievers who do not yet know the Lord also are blinded to what God has offered them so freely. In fact, many people run from God feeling instead that they are going to have things removed or taken from them if they give their lives to God, when quite the contrary is true. The gift far outweighs the lifestyle that they have. Back in 1981, a Minnesota radio station reported a story about a stolen car in California. Police were staging an intense search for the vehicle and the driver, even to the point of placing announcements on local radio stations trying to contact the thief. On the front seat of that stolen car sat a box of crackers that, unknown to the thief, were laced with poison. The car owner had intended to use the crackers as rat bait. Now, the police and the owner of that VW bug were more interested in apprehending the thief in order to save his life than to recover the stolen car. This is so often like people who are trying to avoid God. They fear that if they allow God to catch them, so to speak, that they will lose. And yet the truth is, they're actually eluding God's rescue of their lives. God offers rescue. He offers restoration. He offers soundness, wholeness of heart and mind and body and spirit. So great a salvation has been offered to us. In Galatians 3:13, we find this amazing verse. It says, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." This scripture tells us that in this great salvation, in this redemption that we've been offered as a free gift, there is a redemption from the curse of the law. The curse that came with breaking of the laws of God included three main issues. It included poverty in all its forms, lack, robbery, not enough in your life in the material realm. It included sickness and disease of every kind, and it included death, physical and spiritual death and separation for eternity from God. Here we find that this great salvation gives us complete redemption from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from the curse of poverty and lack. We're redeemed from sin and sickness and disease. And we're redeemed from eternal separation from God, eternal death, you could call it. Christ did this so that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. The blessings of Abraham were numerous. God's promised he would be a blessing to many. He would bless all nations through Abraham. He blessed him physically. He blessed him materially. He blessed him spiritually. The blessings of Abraham were multifaceted and multitudinous. And God intended that those who were born again, who accepted this great and awesome gift of salvation, would become partakers of the blessings of Abraham, and they would be completely redeemed or rescued from the curse that came from breaking the laws of God. Though we didn't deserve it, Christ died for us. Though we didn't deserve it, Christ forgave us. Though we didn't deserve it, God pours out blessing upon us. This is a great salvation that Christ has won for us on the cross. Have you received it? Are you embracing the fullness of it? Pursue it with all of your heart. If you're a born-again Christian, there is so much to this great salvation, much more than simply forgiveness of sins and a promise of an eternity in heaven. There is a greatness and a fullness and a wholeness to be had here on earth as we walk out daily this great salvation that's been won for us. Follow me in prayer right now if you need to give your heart and your life to God. Say, Father, I know I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. I believe Jesus died for me and that he paid the penalty for my sin. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to lead my life. Make me your own child now. Thank you for saving me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. Welcome to the family of God. He loves you. Now begin to pursue your relationship with him by reading his word, praying daily, and finding a Bible teaching church where you can grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.